Hello.
Hi, Hector. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, Tina?
I'm doing pretty good. I know you spoke with Catherine yesterday, and she asked me to call you regarding the payment, but also that you might be adding another business.
Yeah, I want to start to running the same business in a different state and city.
Okay.
At the same time, we're working here simultaneously. But I want to know how much it would cost that.
I see. Okay. So if you want the same package, it would be $229 monthly. So what they do is on anyone that signs up more than one location, you get the corporate pricing of $229 monthly.
And that's included the creation of the website, right?
Yeah, you would get the website, you would get the first page placement on Google and Bing, all the directories, the mobile optimization, meaning that new location would be coming up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa, and then you would also get the Facebook ads. Is it still a painting company, just in a different city and state?
Right. The only thing we're going to change is the phone number. We're going to use basically the same website. We can even use the same Facebook, but I don't know how they're going to work with the different locations. They have to be a different website, a different Facebook. What do you think?
So I think that if you tried to set up another location and you use the same phone number and the same Facebook, that would show as a duplicate listing to Google, and it would throw up a red flag, and it would hurt your rankings, not only for the new company, but also for the Mountain View location. So what I would do is just create everything fresh. Now, you could still use this phone number for the new location, but we would just put a tracking number on it, meaning we would purchase a brand new 650 area code number, and then when people call it, it would forward to your number. And the objective in doing that is to Google, it looks like a different phone number with a different location.
I already have a number.
Oh, good.
I already have a local number on the area, yeah. The actual ring in my cell line, yeah.
Then you'd be good. And then you have a different location, obviously, for the PIN verification, since it's in a different city and state, right?
Right. It's a different city. It's Austin, Texas.
Austin. Okay. Wow. That's a really different. Okay. So if you want to do that, Hector, you would be paying $478 for both of them. So rather than paying just $249 for one, you'd be paying $478, but you would have the Austin, Texas one set up too. I hear that's a good area right now. I have some friends that moved from Studio City, California to Austin, Texas, and it looks like it's really booming out there.
It is. Since COVID, it's grown more than expected. It has happened that what happened in the Bay Area over there right now, because those big companies move. They did initially to move, you know, Oracle's, Google have big opened a big campus, Tesla opened a gigafactory there, and other companies too move on over there. And so that triggered a lot of movement in the city, and the city is growing crazily. I mean, construction's everywhere. Because there's not enough houses, but they have land. I mean, they have a lot of land available.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like in the Bay Area with no land. So everybody's building over buildings, you know. So
yeah, that's smart. So you're going to an area that's getting a lot of new businesses and stuff, too. That means that there's new employees working for those businesses that are going to need painting. Right?
Right. Business and people that they're getting houses and they can't maintain.
Yes. Yeah, that's smart. That's really smart. So is that something you were just inquiring about, or do you want to maybe set that up today?
Oh, you know, because I've been doing this for about 2 years, 1 year, going back and forth, been in Austin here without working in Austin.
Yes.
It's affecting me, my work here, you know, in California. So I run a really short on money right now. I mean, right now, yes. So I was looking for a better price. Hopefully you can work it out something together. Even later, we can probably increase it if everything goes fine. But I was looking for about $200 per account.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys can accommodate me there, be awesome, because that's something I can't afford.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I have a lot of expenses in California, and business in California is not going great, to be honest with you.
Mm,
I don't know
what
is the exact fact, but that's why I try to work a little more with the website. I've been over 25 years in business, and I've been having clientele, non-stop clientele. Last year and this year, it's been horrible slow.
Mm.
And that's why I decided to work a little more with the online, try to find out more business. But it's so much competition in the Bay Area that it's ridiculous. I mean, it is really hard. Put it that way. It's super hard right now.
Mm.
So that's why I try to keep going with the Bay Area, because that's what I came, you know, the everyday, you know, payment. But it's not great anymore. So that's why I try to open in another place. But I cannot let go here until something's happening there. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So that's why I want to run two locations. But I'm looking for a better price, because almost $500 seems a lot of money. I know it's probably not, but to me, right now, it's a lot of money. You know what I mean? Because I have a lot of other compromises that I have to cover.
I understand.
California.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I want to let you know that your package that you have for $249 includes $100 a month of Facebook ads. And so far for Mountain View, it looks like you're getting a lot of clicks through the Facebook ads. So it looks like it's working. So, you know, the reason the Facebook ads aren't running right now is just because we're still having trouble with the October 12th payment. Once that goes through, you get a fresh batch of those ads that start running again, and that will help you tremendously. But if you wanted to, the bare bones program that they offer is the same package that you have, but without the Facebook ads, and that's $199 monthly. So if you wanted to take those off, you could do both locations for $200 each. I just, you know, I hate to see you do that, because what happens is if you do the $249 package, you get $100 worth of Facebook ads, but you're only paying $50 more, right? And then for the new location, you would get the corporate rate of $229 monthly. So you would be, you know, getting $100 worth of Facebook ads, but you're only paying $29 more. So I would recommend, you know, if you can't handle it right now to do the $478, just call me when you can, and I think it would be worth your while to stick with it. But if it is a stretch on the budget and you want to do just each of them for $200, then I could absolutely put you into the local SEO package only, and that will still get you, you know, on the first page of Google and Bing, all the directories, the mobile optimization, and the website. So if you think that, you know, that's something you want to do, I can set that up for you accordingly.
Yeah, keep in mind that the website, I already had it, for at least in California, I already have it. So you guys didn't spend any time building any website.
Right.
And I don't know if you guys are working on the optimization of the website. I already exist. There is a link to the Google profile you guys create for.
We don't touch your existing website in any way, shape, or form, because what we do is we optimize the listings, not the sites. So what you're thinking about is something that's extremely old and extremely outdated. It's called on-site SEO. So 15 years ago.
It's brand new. It's brand
new.
No,
but what I'm saying is that people, you know, would try to go on to a website and go with a website that they would get better rankings on Google. that practice is outdated. Have you ever seen one of those websites where when you open it, it has like 100 different zip codes on it and 100 different services? That's people putting in tags and meta tags and phrases, hoping that they're going to get better rankings on Google. So it's not a bad practice, it's just extremely outdated. So now in order to get a company on the first page, you have to have off-site SEO, which means that, again, we don't touch the website in any way, shape, or form if a company comes on board and they already have one. But we attach the website to all of the listings and then optimize the listings to show on the first page so that now the site gets the exposure that it needs to bring you clients. You know what I mean?
I see what you're saying. Okay, let me ask you this question. Is it make any difference if I let you guys create a new website for my business in California and letting you optimize that website? Is it make any difference?
No, I can get it included for you. So what happens, Hector, is if a client comes on board with us and they already have a site and they want to promote it, then that's great. But typically, if they want us to build one, we charge $400 extra to put it together. But what I could do is I could explain your situation to my director, and I could get it included for you at no additional cost. If you want to, try it
that way. But my question is any benefit for me that you guys build the website and I close to what I have?
What's the site that you have now? I just want to take a look at it.
It's called Pride Pro Painters, LLC.
Pride Pro Painters, LLC. Okay, at .com?
Yes.
Okay, let's see. I like this website better than the ones that we would build for you. I'll be honest. I'll send you a link to a sample site that we would provide. I think your site is much nicer and it's laid out good. I like the fact that you have your phone number displayed not only at the top but a couple of different places when you scroll down, and you have the contact form on the site. So I don't see any reason why this site, as long as we're optimizing the listings, isn't going to explode and bring you a lot of business. The problem is with a site in and of itself, typically it can't bring you clients unless it gets the exposure. And that's what we specialize in. You know, so if I were you, I would definitely stick with this site. But if you want a new one, you know, I can get it included for you, but it's not going to be as nice as the one that you have. So I'll send you a text right now just so that you can see a sample site. This is for a landscaping company, but, you know, yours would be created for your industry. But like I said, I like yours much better, Hector.
Yeah. So basically, do you guys do any optimization for the website itself when you build the website for the customer or not?
No, we don't do on-site SEO. That's an old practice. We do the off-site SEO, which means we attach the website, even the ones that we build, we attach them to all the listings, and then we optimize the listings on the first page. So we're optimizing the listings, not the site.
Basically create traffic to the website. It doesn't matter the website created by you or by somebody else.
Exactly, because on the website, it's attached to Google and Bing and all the directories. It's attached to the Facebook ads. So that website is benefiting from all of the optimization that we're doing to the listings. So that's what, you know, sometimes people get frustrated when they have a site that they've spent a lot of time and money on. They say, oh, you know, my site isn't getting any, you know, traffic. Well, that's going to happen. If it's not getting exposure, it becomes like a beautiful billboard out in the desert where if people can't find it, you know, they're not going to be able to, you know, drive traffic to it. But I will tell you, as far as your results here, It's going to take a little bit longer because we quote 30 to 45 days and your account went into suspension at the 30-day mark. So you're right at the cusp of where this is going to explode and get your phone ringing and bring you a lot of business. And I see that you already have that 5-star ranking on Google, which is excellent, which means that, you know, you're already getting some credibility out there. But like I say, it's usually the second month that you really see the program pop. That's when it starts coming to full fruition for you.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So okay. Do you want me to try to process that past due payment today, or did you need a little bit more time on it? Or
let me try to do it on the end of the day because I still need to go pick up some payments. They're not going to be able to pay you guys. I'm sorry. And this,
no, don't
and
be sorry. I understand.
The situation, I didn't want this to happen. But yeah, all this week has been a really rough week financially. But I'm doing things right now, and I'm going to hopefully pick up some checks today, and then
okay.
I'm going to be able to see you later over the weekend, I guess. I can do it online, I guess, or how it works.
Well, we already have the visa ending in 7127. So if you think that that's the account that you'll add funds to later today, then you could
mm-hmm.
just probably, you know, I'll send you a text with my direct line. You could just reply to my text and say, hey, Tina, it's good to process. You can try it now, you know,
mm-hmm.
or you could call
mm-hmm.
me, you know. If you're going to put in a different card, then what you should do is go on the dashboard to update it or call me back to update it. So if you try to log on... Okay. Yes. I was going to say if you wanted to update it on the dashboard, I was going to just tell you real quickly how to do it, but I don't think that's going to even happen because you want to use the same card, right?
Right, right. The updating
okay.
dashboard, I think I saw the dashboard the other day, and it seems like I can change the information
you
there
can.
Too, right?
Yep, you can.
Right?
Absolutely. Yep.
In
so
case
if
I used
you
use
know,
a credit card or
if,
something.
Yeah. Like. Exactly. You can put a new card in the dashboard or you can call me. So, but what I was going to tell you, Hector, is that
mm-hmm.
this card that we have stored, the system tries to process it once daily anyway. So even if, for example, you don't get the funds in on time today, we don't work Saturday or Sunday, but the system will try to process it once daily. So chances are by Monday when I come in, the account's going to be fine anyway. But, you know, if you know of a certain time that you want me to process it, I can. If not, the system will probably do it over the weekend.
Okay. Sounds
okay.
Good.
Yeah. So I'll circle back to this on Monday, and I'll see, you know, just make sure everything's okay. And if for some reason we're still having trouble, I can follow up with you next week, okay?
Let me ask you another question. I forgot the question. I want
oh.
to ask you something. Oh,
shoot. I hate it when that happens. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I remember that. So you say you guys use $100 to pay-per-click, I believe you say, or that's what
it's
you use
not
it for?
Pay-per-click. Pay-per-click is on the Google ads. We use $100 to run the Facebook ads. So we give them that budget, and they start running the ads for you. And in the first month that you worked with us, I don't know if you looked at this on the dashboard, but you already had 68 clicks to your website through the Facebook page. So it was already, you know, looking like it was giving you some pretty solid traffic. And then, you know, if you ever wanted to take those off, you could, and then that would lower your subscription to $199 monthly. So with the bundle, you get $100 worth of Facebook ads, but you only pay $50 extra.
Yeah. No, the
you know
ads are important for me because the ads is the one going to create the leads, right, and the potential customers more than anything else, I think. What do you think about that?
I like the companies that have Facebook ads because, number one, it gets you results quicker, right, but also it's getting you exposure through social media. Excuse me. Because when a consumer does a search online, 87% will hire off the first page of Google. So some people say, oh man, I don't know if I need Facebook ads because that only leaves 13%. If you look at Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, and you put all those other sources into one bucket, those are, you know, generating 13%, where 87% higher off of Google, right? But what I love about the Facebook ads is that the search engines are tracking what people in your area are searching for. So if they are searching for anything relevant to painting, we make sure that next time they go on their Facebook news feed, there's an ad for your company coming up. So it's something that's designed to bring you even more new business, you know, coming from the social media platform. So I definitely see a value in, you know, having them, but, you know, it's an option. Some people feel like they're doing, you know, okay without them.
Yeah, that means that people go get the ads when they're using Facebook ads only, when they're looking for a professional through Facebook ads, right?
No, they're not even looking. What happens is, let's say that they're looking, you know, oh, I really need to get, you know, my inside of my house painted, and I wonder if there's a good painter in the area, and at some point they're searching for that online. What happens is the search engines track that. So they will now, next time that person goes on their Facebook news feed, we have an ad for Prime Pro Painters coming up. So it kind of reminds them, like, oh, that's right, I was looking for a painter, and this guy looks pretty good, I think I'll call him. You know what I mean? So it's only running ads for people that have already been searching for your service. I'm sure you've noticed that before, that if you ever search for something online, chances are next time you go on your Facebook news feed, there's an ad for that popping up. That doesn't happen by accident. That happens because the search engines are tracking. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but when you say people go back to the search engine, you mean in Google or in Facebook?
If they call you from the Facebook, it's going to be from the ad that ran that was promoting your business, right?
No, let me ask you the question correctly. I think I asked it wrongly.
Okay.
You say that that you guys track in when people are searching, you know, for a service like painting, and then when they
Correct.
Go back online, when you say when they go back online, that means they have to go back to Facebook. Or they have to go to Facebook to receive my ad, or they can be in the other search engine and to receive the ad. That's what it's like.
No, they have to be, that's a good question. Thank you for clarifying that. They have to be on their Facebook news feed in order to see your ad. So it might be something that they searched for on Tuesday. They were looking for a painter and they didn't really do anything yet. And now the weekend's coming up and they have time to look at their Facebook, and they go on their Facebook. Now all of a sudden there's an ad for your company coming up. So it kind of triggers them to, oh, that's right, I needed a painter and this guy looks good. You know, I think I'll call him. So that's how it works. They have to be on their Facebook in order to receive the ad.
And the Facebook, they have to be in the personal page, or they have to be in the ad section?
No, in their personal page. So you know how when you scroll down a Facebook news feed, sometimes there's ads that pop up as you scroll down? So those are determined by what people in the area are searching for. So next time they're on their Facebook news feed, they don't have to go to the ad section. They're just going through their news feed, and then all of a sudden they see your ad popping up.
Right. That's great. Yeah, that's great.
It's awesome. Yeah, I love the companies that run Facebook ads. I see that they get much better results that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And you already put some Facebook ad on my Facebook?
Yes, yeah. So I'll send you a screenshot of the results that you're getting through the Facebook ads right now. And then once the account pays, you know, later today, you can go on the dashboard and you can see all of these results in real time. If you try to go on the dashboard right now, it's just going to say your account is in suspension, you know, click here to be, it won't give you. Yes, exactly. But I'll screenshot it so that you can see it in your email.
Yeah.
And then later, you know, whenever the account processes, then you can go on and you can see all of these results yourself, okay?
Yeah, that is very sad, because you're still going to get paid for the whole month, but you are suspending me, you're taking away the opportunity by not getting those calls.
Oh. What happened?